All right. It's 12:07. We're going to reconvene the meeting. Sorry for the extended break there. All right, on to item number 30, discussion for possible action. Discussion and consideration for approval resolution number 24-754, supporting and contributing $100,000 to Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County for the completion of a Northern Nevada Regional Commuter Rail Study between Reno and Sparks and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center in Story County. This is a budget expense. County Manager?
All right, thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. There's been ongoing discussions in the region regarding transportation, housing, and other things like it that have something to do with Interstate 80. There's the widening project. We know about the La Posada connector. We know about the east-west connector concept. There's all these different ideas on how to get people from point A to point B between Story County and Washoe County and even in Lyon County and Fernley. So these conversations have narrowed down. While NDOT is still looking at their I-80 widening project, there's still some alternative transportation that's desired by the region, including our own companies and the county, for getting people from point A to point B. And one of those would be is, you know, like some kind of alternative transportation route on I-80 for vehicles. And this one, in this case, is a proposed transit rail that might be beneficial. And so the Washoe RTC is contracted with a company that is qualified to do a study, and they're going to look at would it be feasible to do a light rail system between Reno, Sparks, Washoe, and Tri-Center, either using existing UP railroad alignment or another alignment or a combination of both or whatever it might be. And that study is to really kind of determine, is this a good idea to even continue looking further, or is this dead on arrival? It's a bad idea, can't happen, whatever it is. And at least it can put it into the regional portfolio of options from which to choose or from which to ignore. So the partners that are involved in this study are Washoe RTC, of course, which really is composed of Reno, Sparks, and Washoe, Panasonic in Tri-Center, and then other companies that they're working with out there, maybe like PetSmart, for example, or some other. I'm not naming them because they are or are not, but it would be smaller companies out there. And they've asked Story County to participate in the study. And this has been after really long, engaging discussions about these kinds of issues. So the whole entire project is $795,000 roughly, $400,000 would be put in by the Regional Transportation Commission, and $150,000, I'm understanding, is being put in by Panasonic. The other companies and participants are putting in about $100,000, and they asked that Story County what would be an appropriate number, and $100,000 seems to be a decent number based on kind of our load, our numbers, our companies, and our size respective to the region. And after presenting a tentative concept to the RTC board, they seem to agree on that, and actually were very complimentary to Story County and its team in coming forward with, you know, a substantial contribution to this study. As such, if we were to contribute to this, we would be a stakeholder in the study and would be able to participate throughout the duration of this. It is important to note that the contract that's attached to this document is not between Story County and the parties. It is a contract between RTC and the parent company. We would just be a stakeholder in it. And I did have asked Brian Brown from the District Attorney's Office to review it and make sure that Story County would not in any way be, you know, a contractor or contractor or anything to this. And unless he says different, of course, he has agreed that we're comfortable in that realm. Couple things I just want to mention here. The Economic Development of Western Nevada, or Authority of Western Nevada, is also helping coordinate this study together and participating in it. And we've been in conversations with them as well. This study would go from January to June of this coming year, 2025. And if this board would like to approve this resolution, I would like an opportunity to read the resolution title into the record. And I'm happy to answer any other questions that you might have as well.
Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments? You're on mute, sir.
Well, thank you for that. I messed that up after our last break.
No problem.
So I reiterate that I support this issue and the contribution to the regional transportation study. It's been a long time coming, and we've been looking at this for the better part of 20 years as the possibility in participating on a light rail. So I think it's a project whose time has come. At any rate, I'm in support.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I don't have any questions. You know, I'm naturally a little bit skeptical. In a previous life, I was a bit of a troublemaker and actually ran an initiative petition to repeal the sales tax that was funding a rail project. And so I know a little bit about it, but I would love to be proven wrong. And I think that either way, I think it's important for us to know if this is a viable alternative to help with transportation. I think it's appropriate for us to participate.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I did not launch any sort of actions against any rail, so I think I'm good for this one. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yes.
Did you want to read the resolution first?
I can do it before or after your motion.
That before?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is resolution number 24-754. It's a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of Story County, Nevada, supporting and contributing to a Northern Nevada Regional Commuter Rail Study between Reno Sparks and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and Story County, or Story County without an and.
All right.
Very good. And with that, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-754, supporting and contributing $100,000 for the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County for the completion of a Northern Nevada Regional Commuter Rail Study between Reno Sparks and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center in Story County.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 31. This is a discussion for possible action, presentation, public workshop, discussion, and consideration to direct staff regarding the updates to the Story County Strategic Plan for fiscal year 25 through 26. Austin.
All right, thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. This is the strategic plan revisit. This has been on the agenda for quite some time, so a good chance for the public and others to be able to review and comment. There's some different elements of this. One is our existing mission and vision statement. This board's already given direction that it's comfortable with those two statements. And then below it are perspectives and goals and objectives on the things very broadly that the board would like to see done in order to fulfill the vision and mission that was set already. Also attached to this document that can be discussed as much as you would like is really the current strategic plan that exists between the departments and elected offices that we believe are aligned with the board set goals and perspectives, and we want to give you a chance to take a look at those. I will let you know our team, including our departments and our elected officials and Lisa as well, are putting these all together and kind of updating them and getting more material in that. But really, basically, it goes all the way from what do we want to be and what kind of organization are we, to extreme detail of we are going to purchase, you know, items and capital improvements and whatever it is in order to fulfill the things that we want to become. And at this point, I've given you a little bit of an orientation at that first meeting that's on page 382 of the packet. It's got the arrows on it, kind of showing you how you get down to that very narrow element of the plan. Otherwise, it's really up to this board on what you would like to see amended, adjusted, or added, or whatever. And I also want to point that Lisa's here with us as well. She has done a great job also working with our departments and also turning the document into a much more user-friendly format for amending and using.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
No, I have no further comments on this particular issue. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about where we are with this. Austin, what kind of a time frame are you envisioning bringing it back for kind of a review and update if needs be? How long do we think this is going to serve us?
Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. Generally, we bring this to the board annually. And this year, as we discussed earlier in the year, we try to get around September, August. Every year as this document gets a little bit better and more used, we can probably get to you just a little bit earlier. But I would anticipate next year that September would be pretty solid for this thing to be in front of you for an amendment. I think as the document grows and becomes more mature, there's less structure needing to put into it, and it's really just a revision and an update. Also, as you pointed in the master plan, a check off of the things that are completed, and you can see that in the attached document, all the green. These are things that are done and finished, and we're working with all of our department heads and elected officials to create new things. And I do want to add in there, I don't know if Lisa wants to come and talk about veterans elements you've been putting into the plan. Is that something, if you'd like? Okay, that's okay. And that's all at this point.
All right, thank you, Austin.
Just to kind of to wrap on my thoughts on it, I feel like it's appropriate. I feel like it's robust, and there's plenty to work on here. And since we're talking about an annual, if we didn't include every single last thing, I feel like we'll have an opportunity to come back and take another bite at the apple fairly soon. And so I feel very comfortable. I'd like to move forward with it if possible.
Yep. That sounds reasonable. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion at this time?
I am.
Great.
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to amend the Story County Strategic Plan, Mission Statement, Vision Statement, and other elements as discussed at today's workshop and in previous workshops, and to bring a draft of these amendments to the board at a future meeting for further review and consideration. Or do we want to just be done with it, adopt it? Where are you at, Austin?
Thank you for asking. Let me back up just a little bit for that to answer that. One thing I'm really proud of this strategic plan, similar to the master plan, it's not my document. I didn't go write it and say, here it is, it's the best. It's written by all of us, our department heads, our elected officials. It's very time consuming. It's quite grueling in some regard, but it's a meaningful document. It's things that people can look at and say, yeah, that's what I do. And some of it's very simple. I mean, it even might points to an elected official as just these are the NRSs you're complying with, but we're here to provide you support. I mean, sometimes it's as simple as that, and sometimes it's as complicated as Public Works that has multiple different divisions within its department. So at this point, what I would probably suggest is that you adopt the direction we're going. You're saying it's good where it is. We'll continue to finish up with the departments and the elected folks, and then come back to you with that document completed for consideration. But at this point, the goals and the perspectives that you have and the vision and mission statement you're good with at this point, then we know we can work with those folks with that framework already in place and approved. Is that too many words?
You did good. And other properly related matters. I throw that in there.
I think you could just say, I, Commissioner, motion to direct county staff to amend the Story County Strategic Plan mission statement, vision statement, and other elements, including the perspectives and the goals and objectives. And beyond that, then we would work with departments on the tactics and strategies on our own. No mention of that in the motion.
Is the right notion to amend those things or to actually adopt those things as presented?
I think you could adopt those today as presented.
Very good. All right, I'll retract the previously poorly formed motion. And I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to adopt the mission statement, vision, perspectives, and goals and objectives as outlined in this working document and as discussed in this and previous workshops, and to bring back a draft of a final strategic plan for a review at a future meeting.
Including strategies and tactics.
Including strategies and tactics.
I'll second that motion.
Great. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
We can all enjoy Christmas and not worry about the strategic plan. Hey, can you check that? All right, on to item number 32, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of this business license second readings, A through Q. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions or comments, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you care to care to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 32 listed as A through Q.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Before we go on to item number 33, I just want to point out that that was officially Commissioner Gilman's final vote. With his 12 years as a commissioner for Story County, truly appreciate your service.
You are more than welcome. It's been a pure pleasure, and thank you so very much.
Indeed. Look forward to seeing you on the 6th, sir. All right.
I will be there.
Look forward to it. On to item number 33 is the second and final time during this meeting the public comment will be taken. Is there any public comment in the House? All right, not seeing any.
Thank you, Chair Carmona, Vice Chair Mitchell, Nick Vanderpool, Flynn GSC Government Affairs. Kind of just piggyback on what you just brought up. We just, there's nothing but a lot of appreciation, respect for Commissioner Gilman, his tenure, not only serving Story County, but also serving the state of Nevada. He's always been open door, open phone call, and we just really enjoyed working with our various clients and capacity, his service, and just appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Not seeing any more public comment, we're going to go to item number 34, is to adjourn of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:25. This meeting is adjourned. I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Catch up with you all on the other side.